I stepped away from Matting, intending to go to the panting man. Matting pulled me sharply back, his hand like a vice on my arm. I stumbled, protesting. But not now, Ori, Matting said. He didn't use that tone with me often, but I had learned long ago that it meant danger when he did. If this had been any other situation, I would have happily stepped behind him and tried to make myself as unnoticeable as possible. I was in a dark alley in the back end of Beyond, surrounded by dead men and gods whose tempers were up. For all I knew, there wasn't another mortal anywhere in shouting distance. Even if there had been, what in the infinite hells could they have done to help?
What happened to the keepers? I whispered to Matting.
It was an unnecessary question. They had finally stopped sizzling.
How did Shiny kill them?
Shiny?
To my great dismay, it was Sia's voice. I hadn't wanted to draw his attention or that of the blonde woman. Yet Sia seemed honestly delighted.
Shiny. Is that what you call him? Really?
I swallowed, tried to speak, then tried again when the first try failed. He won't give me his name, so I had to call him something.
Did you now?
The boy, sounding amused, came closer. I was a good deal taller than him, I guessed by the direction of his voice, but that was not as comforting as it should have been. I could still see nothing of him, not even an outline or a shadow, which meant that he was better than most godlings at concealing himself. I couldn't even smell him. I could feel him, though. His presence filled the whole alley in a way that none of the other godlings did.
Shiny, the boy said again, contemplative. And he answers to that name?
Not exactly. I licked my lips and decided to take a chance. Is he all right? The boy abruptly turned away.
Oh, he'll be fine. He has no choice but to be fine, doesn't he?
He was angrier now, I realized, my heart sinking into my stomach. I had made things worse.
No matter what happens to his mortal body, no matter how many times he abuses it, and yes, oh yes, I know about that. Did you think I didn't?
He was speaking to Shiny again, and his voice practically trembled with fury.
Did you think I wouldn't laugh at you? So proud, so arrogant, dying over and over because you can't be bothered to take the most basic care?
There was a sudden jostling sound and a grunt from Shiny. And another sound, unmistakable, a blow. The boy had hit or kicked him. Matting's hand tightened on my arm, inadvertently, I think. A reaction to whatever he was seeing. Sia was barely coherent, snarling out his words.
Did you think?
Another kick. This one harder. Godlings were far stronger than they seemed.
I wouldn't.
Kick.
Love to help you along.
Kick. And an echo. The wet snap of bone. Shiny cried out, and at this I could not help myself. I opened my mouth to protest. But before I could, another voice spoke, so softly that I almost missed it.
Sia.
Stillness. All at once, Sia became visible.